Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Rod Moselle with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
And Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're asking you to join us and vote no on State Question 805.
805 lessens the punishment for habitual offenders like home burglars, cattle thieves, and even those using the internet to prey on our children.
Let's stand with sheriffs, district attorneys, victims of domestic abuse, and your fellow farmers and ranchers and vote no on Question 805.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans United Against 805, 4 Northeast 10th Street, Suite 445, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73104, 405-633-1270.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
It's finally here. Election Day 2020 has arrived. Live in-person voting at your local polling location starts, for the most part, at 7 a.m., closes at 7 p.m. If you're in line at 7, you'll be allowed to vote this evening. One exception to that 7 a.m. start, the state of Missouri actually has their polls opening up at 6 a.m. Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas opening at 7 a.m. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one of a bunch of agricultural leaders, saying it's imperative that if you haven't already voted early, you need to get out and vote now.
Everybody needs to show up and vote. So make sure you do so, because the results of this election are going to have a significant impact on just how successful the cattle industry and basically all of agriculture is going to be in trying to move forward a lot of our policy priorities. The last thing we want to do is see all the effort we've had over the past couple of years in improving things such as repeal and replacement of Waters United States, being able to get the gray wolf delisted that we just got done last week, some of these other really big events, big wins that we've had. We would hate to see those be reversed, but that's why everybody needs to show up and vote.
I guess what death tax is probably in that list of things as well.
Death tax in all tax provisions, because not only are we talking about who's going to inhabit the White House, but also an entire new Congress, and they are going to be tasked with trying to figure out what happens as we start to get closer and closer to the expiration of a lot of the great tax cuts that we were able to achieve several years ago.
NCBA's Colin Woodall encouraging one and all to get out and exercise your right and vote. Latest crop progress numbers are out from USDA, showing that we're moving right along and wrapping up the fall harvest season. Nationally, 82% of our U.S. corn crop now harvested, well ahead of the 69% five-year average and 49% complete by this point 1 year ago. Soybeans, 87% harvested versus 71% a year ago. 83% is the five-year average, so we're just a little bit ahead of normal for the soybean harvest. 52% of the U.S. cotton crop now harvested, slightly ahead of the five-year average of 49%. Our grain sorghum crop, 82% harvested, ahead of the 71% five-year average, and 74% a year ago. Pasture range conditions, not rated nationally. Kansas, though, down 1 point compared to a week ago, 26% good to excellent. Oklahoma, 29% good to excellent, up 5 points from a week ago. Rains did help. You've got farm news on Ron.
What cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 5th. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 17,100 head to be sold, 2,600 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 10,600 weaned calves. If you like details about when a lot may sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 1-800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Remember, go and vote. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.